Chevre, the beginning of the parasha, we dash in the length, tells us, Vayekev Tishmonis, Amishpatim Eila, Ushmartim Vasisim Oso. So we keep the mitzvahs, we keep, as Rashi tells us, even the mitzvahs Kalos, Shadam Dosh Beikev. We keep every detail, every intricate detail of Torah mitzvahs. We daven at the proper time, with the proper kavana. We say our brachos with kavana. We keep the mitzvahs and the details of the mitzvahs. Then right away, the first thing it says, what's going to go? Vahevcha. Hashem will show us love. Our love is dependent on that. On something. I mean, Hashem Vada loves us, always. It doesn't mean it loves us, but we'll feel the love of Hashem. The question is, it seems to be that the Ava, then, is dependent on dikduke mitzvahs. The Ava is dependent on every intricate mitzvah. Really? Shouldn't Ava be based on Ava? There's mitzvah Ava Hashem. Ava Hashem Rachab, Chalvav Chuchanash Chol Medecha. Meaning dikduke mitzvahs, how we keep mitzvahs in an intricate way, it's important, Vada is important. But there's something called Ava and Yira and Amuna, like we spoke about before, which is our emotional connection to Hashem. Isn't it that relationship going to then build the Ahava back? And Vada, we need Ava and Amuna and Yira, which we spoke about earlier, and that's Yisoid Shebisoidos. But I saw something incredible from the Chalban in Tal Chaim years ago. You know, at times it's easy to feel that love. You know, we get together. You know, you have a nice kumzitz, you have a nice chalshudis, you have a yontiv, you're feeling it, you have a chasana. It's much harder. The daily, consistent avoida in the details, the k'tuke amitzvahs. Let me tell you something. And a few in this room we're outside, but you get it, right? A few here can attest to what I'm about to say. And most of the chevra will understand this and learn this and never forget this. Because maybe more important than with the Rabbona Shalom is with your own spouses one day. You know, Bezer Hashem, each and every one of you, and those who already are in this parasha, should have the greatest love for your wife, the greatest love. Ava she'eno tolei b'davar. And should have the most special relationship. Which is something very special to have. But you'll learn very quickly if you don't understand it before. And better to learn it now. That the Ahava is not based on the emotions that you have because you feel so special with your wife. And that's great and it's important. But if you're just going to profess your love for your wife and have those moments, those nice, wonderful moments when you're walking in the park or whatever it might be, those are nice. But if the way that you're going to act in your home is not with consistent, constant showing of that love in the following way, that when you're home and you get undressed, you don't just throw your clothing on the floor like we as guys are so used to, but you make sure to put your clothing in the hamper. And that if they're dirty dishes, you do the dishes. And if a room needs cleaning, you clean. And when your children need help taking a bath, or your children need help being put to sleep, you're running to do it. You're running to do it. It's those details that are going to be felt by your wife, and that's where she's going to feel the Ahava. That's where she's going to feel the love. Oh, I have it, I feel it, I know it in my heart, in my soul. But you're not showing it. You're not actualizing it. Ultimately, over time, it becomes meaningless. We show it in the little details. You show it when you bring flowers to Shabbos, even though you might think that's silly. But every Erev Shabbos, and you never stop. And you show it when you come home, and it was a long day, and you were in work, and you're tired, and you want to go to learn, but your wife, and there's three kids that have to be put to sleep, and you wait, and you help her. That's Ava. Those details are Ava. I love you. I'm going to do anything I can to help you. Do anything I can to make life easier for you. So too with the Eibishter. Vada, we have to have and we should have that emotional feeling that comes from that Amuna and Yira that we spoke about, that Ava. But you know, we show that. If I'm just going to jump around on a knock-knock van for the rest of my life, I love God. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, I'm not showing up to Minyan, and I'm not learning, and ultimately, the Dikduke mitzvahs are not there. You know, it's like for example, you know, if your wife tells you on one of your first dates, you know, flowers are very nice, but I hate red roses. I really don't like red roses. And you, week after week, bring her red roses. What are you doing? So it's with the Eibishter. Yevada, we have to feel that love. And all that, and don't get me wrong, the jumping on the Nach is also great, as long as you're big Tukei Mitzvahs as well. That's all important. That's all great. But we have to show Kodesh Baruch, the biggest showing of love to Rabbeinu Shalom is when we take what He's commanded us, what He wants us to do seriously, and keep Torah Mitzvahs in the most special of ways. Halavai Yishu Yizoycheh to show Hashem that love. And then He'll show us His love back that He always has for us. V'heivcha, v'racha, v'irbecha, of bracha and simcha and all of our mishpachas, to the ultimate simcha of Gula Shleim and Meir V'ayin. Hail the Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos goyde, 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 Shabbos go